Grace to you and peace from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. When I wrote this, I wrote it originally for the high schoolers down at Valley. I was hoping that I could get away with it tonight. But as I preached it there, I knew that I'd have to rework some portions. Ash Wednesday is a very un-American day on the calendar. As I told those high schoolers, right now they can leap like the deer and run like the wind, as the prophet Isaiah would say. But for a different audience, like one about 10 hours later, I have to move that center of strength from physical to mental, or organizational, or familial. That's the American story. We move from victory unto victory. Those pictures of Mitt Romney's full family down to the great grandkids are kind of witnesses of the American story of strength. We're a can-do people. And I'm not here to throw flame on all of that. There's a time to build up. What I am here to do on Ash Wednesday is to deliver a reminder that whatever stage of triumph you are now, and I invited those high schoolers, if they were freshmen, to reflect on if they were the same person they were 2 years ago. And the seniors who were about to embark on something new, were they going to be able to keep everything that had defined them over the last 4 years? Was their fastball fast enough? Did they get into Stanford? Was their wedding to their sweetheart already penciled in? For an older crowd, I'd ask, how many jobs did you have over your career? Or do you think your current job is AI proof? Are you doing now what you thought you would be doing 5 or 10 years ago? Or even further, is retirement exactly like you expected it to be? How do you tell your story? And think for a second how those notes of triumph get written in, even if we don't quite feel them. We don't know our own frame. But God knows our frame. I told the high schoolers that I was pulling the old man card on them. But in reality, I think I'm just pulling the Bible card, because even I am still working on that American dream. We all are. You don't decide to buy a Cadillac you're not scratching a bit of that itch. You don't continue to live in large houses complete with casitas with two people in them unless you are still worried about your best life now, or keeping up appearances, or putting forward the victory story. Knowing our frame is tough. But God remembers that we are dust. My Letterman jacket with 12 letters on it, though I no longer fit in it, is in a bag in the garage. My degrees hang on the office wall, mocking me daily as I lose my memory. My brother, gone almost 18 years, and I've never been to his resting place. The teacher of Ecclesiastes would add that everything we toil for gets left to someone else who didn't work a lick. One gets the sense that Solomon didn't think much of his heirs. We run for crowns that decay. But God knows our frame, that we are dust and that we're busy building our empires of dust. And God is still the one abounding in steadfast love. Like Mary, he is the one gathering up all these things and pondering them in his heart. Because that's where you are. You are in God's heart. You're engraved on the palm of his hand. And as much as this is dust, however great a story we try and tell about it, there are some great stories. Go live one of them. Or help your children's children, or gather up the memories of a life well lived. But tomorrow, one day, the trumpet will sound. And until then, remember that you are dust. That's our frame. You are dust, dearly loved by God, who will recall that dust from wherever time and fortune blows you. For the steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. Amen.